In severe weather, your phone can be a lifeline. So should an employer be able to ban you from carrying it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Tornadoes ripped through 5 states over the weekend, killed more than 100 people, and destroyed huge swaths of communities. An Amazon facility in southern Illinois was one of the structures hit, and at least 6 people there were killed. The disaster has some workers saying personal smartphones are necessary on the job. Spencer Soper has been reporting on this for Bloomberg, and I asked him why this is the focus now.
Amazon had a phone ban for years where they weren't allowed on the warehouse floor. They relaxed that ban in the pandemic. And, you know, it's pandemic's dragged on multiple years now. And people have become accustomed to having them. I think most people are accustomed to having a mobile device at their workplace just to keep in touch with family members and that sort of thing. But now you throw in a catastrophic weather event and people dying, and it really just highlights the need for phones. Workers in some facilities have told me that the ban has actually resumed at their particular places. Amazon is saying that the policy has not been changed company-wide, so it could have just been some managers going rogue or something. But the bottom line is that the employees are very worried about not having access to their devices and weather events, and so this has just kind of flared the debate up quite a bit.
Remind me, what was the original rationale for Amazon to have the phone ban in the first place?
Well, there are a lot of places that won't allow phones at work. There can be reasons for they're just protecting sensitive and proprietary information. And then there are legit safety concerns of people having phones on them if they're not using them responsibly. This is an industrial operation. There are big conveyors. This machinery is dangerous. It can kill people. And so if you have people wandering around, you know, with their phones out watching Instagram or TikTok, it can be very dangerous. And so, but they're, you know, the workers are basically saying, you know, that's not excuse to keep me from having this. There's a lot of daylight between letting me have my phone in my pocket in case there's an emergency and me wandering around with the phone in front of my face.
I wonder, moving forward, how much having access to a mobile phone is going to play a role in what's considered a safe workspace?
It's a great question. I think it's kind of playing out right now on the minds of employees. And I think that Amazon is reevaluating that very thing. If companies are desperate for people, they're more accommodating to people's desires. If we, you know, 2 years from now, if we get hurled into a recession and everyone's desperate for a job, it's a lot easier for Amazon to reintroduce that phone ban than it is right now. So right now, I think this debate will continue to play out. But also, if you're a worker who wants access to a phone, I think you have comfort right now in the sense that you have some leverage because of the nature of the labor market right now, but that leverage can be quickly pulled away.
Spencer Soper is a reporter for Bloomberg News. And now for some related links. We will, of course, have a link to Spencer's reporting on this story on our website, marketplacetech.org. An Amazon spokesperson said in an email to us they'd like to emphasize that employees and drivers are allowed to have their phones with them. And according to a report in the Edwardsville Intelligencer, the local paper for the area where the warehouse is located, Amazon officials also said employees at the facility did have access to emergency weather alerts through their cell phones and received notifications from managers about the severe weather through bullhorns, megaphones, and radios requesting them to shelter in place. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.